Hello, my name is Jessica Hatch, and thank you all for listening and taking time here. And I live in Danbury on Wild Meadow Road. I came here today not knowing what to say, and then this morning, as my fifth grade year grader daughter was heading off to school, she gave me this letter that I didn't know she had written. And I believe she wrote it when my husband and I had gotten home from a wind turbine meeting, and we're still talking about it. Just to give you a little background, my husband and I were both born and raised in Danbury. We decided to stay in Danbury, and we bought a house on Wild Meadow Road, and we believe it's approximately going to be 1,500 to 2,000 feet from the nearest turbine site. It was a very old house with over a 100-year-old barn, and we put a lot of time and money into it. We both work full-time jobs, and my husband works extra jobs on the side, too. And we've also had an opportunity to purchase some land down the road, and we plan on building a smaller house when the kids grow up someday to retire in and sell the house that we own. But with all of this talk of the wind farm project, we're scared that the value of our house will go down and that the future we've worked so hard for is just null and void. And we've also researched a lot of other things about physical problems in people having the noise when they have the wind turbines put up. And some of them include headaches, anxiety, stress, sleep deprivation, earaches, dizziness, blurred vision, upset stomach, and depression, just to name a few of them. And so a lot of my neighbors who had to work today, which I had to take the day off, but had asked me to come here today and just try to present the people in Danbury on Wild Meadow Road that would really just like you to look at this and think about passing through the Bill 580 to just take a look and research and study these projects, because we love where we live. And when we go out at night, we want to be able to look at the stars and not a strobe light. And we would like to just sit and listen to Wild Meadow Brook right across from my house instead of these wind turbines whirling around. And with that, I would like you to read the letter my daughter wrote. Dear State, hi, my name is Ashlyn. I am 10 years old. I have been living in Danbury, New Hampshire all my life. I live right below where they want to put the windmills. I have heard more fighting and arguing from everybody in this town. I have really heard a lot from my parents. This is something a 10-year-old girl does not need to hear. Here are some of the things that I have heard from my parents. They say that they grew up here. They raised a family here. They bought this house and planned to build a retirement home on the land they own down the road. But if you are going to put these windmills in our backyard, we will never be able to sell our house. Plus, we have just got a new puppy this year. My parents have also heard that the sound of the windmill could affect the puppy's health. They have also heard that they could affect our health, too. My parents don't want them because of us, which is me and my 8-year-old brother, Nathaniel. They think when we get older, we will have health problems. But what they care about the most is that all they work so hard to build, they live here, and all it's going to do is go to waste. Plus, it would make the beautiful ridgeline will be ugly. I just hope that these windmills will not be put in, and I hope it does not change my life. From Ashlyn Hatch. Just thank you all for your time.
Please thank her, too.